And you look back and look at games that, you know, having a 10-point lead going to the fourth quarter against St. Louis, and you know, feel like let the Philly game slip away. I mean, we could easily be, you know, fighting for, you know, home field advantage, and a week one bye. You know what I mean? It's that's how the season go, but you know, you got to take care of the business when you have your opportunity.
Larry, do you think about, you know, if he ever got in, just how dangerous you guys could be, considering how well you're playing now?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the way the defense is playing right now, I mean, you know, to hold a professional team under 200 yards, you know, a team of that caliber, not just last week, but throughout the entire season. I mean, it's a different guy every week stepping up and playing. They're really playing as a great unit right now. Offensively, we're doing enough to win ball games, and you know, I don't know if we've played our best game yet, but every single week we continue to get better and make strides. Last week we were able to be a dominant run game team. You know, we've shown that we can pass the football. I mean, so we're a club that's pretty dangerous.
Has the team been any more prepared during a regular work week, Larry, than it has been in years past because of the way they get to work early on Mondays and try to get information to you
early? You know, I don't want to discredit, you know, past staffs, but these guys do a really good job of getting us ready every single week. And also the players, you know, we want to be good. We want to be great. We want to be prepared. We want to go out there and be able to execute on Sunday. So it goes both ways. I mean, if the players don't put in the time, it doesn't matter what information the coaches give you. It doesn't matter. But the guys in this locker room really care. The coaches really want to see us do well. The guys want to do well, and it makes a good combination.
You guys are scoring more points this year than you have in the last 3 years. What would you attest that to?
I mean, it's a lot. I mean, Coach Aarons obviously is a tremendous play caller. You know, his staff does a really good job of installing and teaching guys the proper techniques that Coach Aarons wants. We're executing it better. You know, third downs we've improved. Red zone efficiency we've improved. And obviously the biggest thing is that we're getting more first downs. That's extending drives, giving us the ball, you know, longer. I mean, last week we were able to have a ball over 35 minutes in the game. I mean, that's pretty good, you know, job by the offense. Obviously, the defense is getting the ball back to us, too.
What does that do with the quarterback?
It has a lot to do with the quarterback. You know, anytime your quarterback is out there and he knows where to go with the football, he can make all the throws, you know, that helps out tremendously. And Carson has done that for us all season.
What does it mean for him to be closing in on 4,000 yards? Is that a big milestone?
We did it last year in Oakland. I mean, I think that was even – but I'm saying I think that might even been a bigger accomplishment. He was throwing it to himself a lot of times. No, I'm just messing with you. No, come on, Bob. Don't get me in trouble. That was off the record. You know, Carson puts in the work. He puts in the time. The guy is a diligent worker. I mean, he's one of the first guys in the building every day, one of the last ones to leave. It matters to him. He wants to be great. He wants the pressure on his shoulders. You know, and he has that look in the huddle, you know, every Sunday, you know, that who's with me look. You know, who's going to ride with me today? And, you know, to have that kind of leadership at that position means a lot to us.